Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clock Club Brunch Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you all the new school street races from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sam, take it away.
What's up, everybody? This is the Clocks Off Talk Show hosted by myself, Big Sham, for another week of entertainment about these streetable cars and what we do here, I guess, in the Midwest and trying to bring the old school and new school together and give everybody some type of voice, especially the street and streetable cars, you know, have them have a voice in this game that we're doing called grudge racing. Junior, you there?
Yes, sir. What's happening, man? What's going on,
man? Man, slow motion, brother. Everything's peaceful. Just trying to get another good weekend here with a hot topic today. I'm waiting on my host. I don't see him yet, but nonetheless, yeah, we got a pretty good topic today, I think. By way of announcement, I said this once, and I'm going to keep saying it. Anybody that has what you think is a good topic or a topic that you know we want to talk about or you want to talk about, you can leave me a message on clocksoff.com. Under the talk show part, and we'll scroll through them, and you know we're gonna use them every week. Excuse me, I have a different host. I try to give different people a way to vent and tell their side of the story, and every week I'm gonna try to have somebody new. Some people you do know, some people you don't know, some people that, they're trying to make a name for themselves. I think, we can pretty much learn from each other and, just to give the so-called little guy a chance to voice his opinion. I want to mention these race dates. We got some, it's going to be a hell of a year this year, Junior.
Myself, it's going to be nasty.
It's really going to be real, real interesting. I think myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, we're having a race June the 7th, the south side of Chicago versus the west side of Chicago, and the Midwest against, not necessarily the Midwest, but Chicago, Indiana against the world. That includes Michigan and New York. All these people, they come in. It's us against the world. September the 6th, both of them will be at No Limit Raceway. Lil Tony, Motor City Mafia. Can you give them? I'll tell you the dates. You can expound on a little bit, Junior. The dates are July 26th, August 30th. And October the 4th, mark those dates, June the 7th, September the 6th, July 26th, August 30th, and October 4th for right now. It might be adding on some, but those are already good. So can you give them a little bit about Motor City Mafia, Junior?
That June race is basically – what was going to be the Nightmare on 12th Street, which was the October 5th race, which was canceled due to the weather. That is a $10,000 guaranteed shootout race. Don't hold me to it, but the buy-in is $1,000. It's a guaranteed $10,000. If one guy shows up, all he got to do is break the beams, and he will get paid $10,000. As you guys know, that have been there. Hospitality's going to be the same. We got the food, music, got the bouncy house for the kids. You know, bring your family down there. Should be real entertaining. As for the race, again, don't hold me to it. 29 and smaller. Any style rear suspension, stock style, front suspension, no bar. Don't matter what power additive you got, what you weigh, what you look like, get down.
Don't matter?
It don't matter. It's guaranteed. Again, it is guaranteed if one man shows up.
Oh, wow.
$1,000 buy-in, $10,000 payout. You know,
okay.
Which up here, we've had races have guaranteed payouts, but they were guaranteed contingent on car count. Car count don't matter for this race. Like I said, one guy shows up, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. If I were to show up to that race and only one car was there, I don't care if I'm in a truck or dually, whatever, I'm going to pay that $1,000 and go to the line because, shit, anything can happen on that line, you know?
Yeah.
You're getting 10 to 1 on your money, so. But it should be a real good event, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it. A lot of people, they're getting ready from
talking
that they're doing.
If you look at it, Illinois, whether you're from the north side, the south side, the west side, wherever you at, damn near every shootout that's gone on in Michigan, whether it be at Milan, whether it be at 131, they done took the money home. So, I mean, shit, with odds like that, you can't lose. I mean, I don't want to get into nothing, but y'all know we're going to beat the shit out of them people, man. Whether when we go out there or when they come down here, ain't no different, man.
That's right. Well, we not taking no prisoners this year. I'm sorry. Where's that race going to be at, Junior?
That's at 131 Martin, Michigan.
Okay.
That's going to be the first race of the year.
Okay, and that's July the 26th. July the 26th is the date.
That is correct. July 26th. I'm sorry, I had said June. That is correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got something to look forward to. June 7th, that's at No Limit Raceway.
That's right.
That's going to be a spectacular event. I got people, they're coming from New York. Long Island Joe is said he's going to be here in full force. His little son got a little brief video on Clocks Off. If you all haven't seen it, go on there and check it out. You know, I guess he won a couple races last year, and he's excited about that. I'm gonna tell you this,
Sam. That young boy can drive.
Oh, he
that
can. He can cut a light if he can't do nothing
he can
else.
Drive.
He
can drive. He real cool under pressure. And yeah, they got off, but you know, this a new year.
Oh, absolutely.
Joe, with much love and respect, stay out the way, man. Stay low.
It's gonna be some heavy hitters here. I got a brother from Pay Up Racing. I've been talking to him, and he say he coming. He was on here maybe the last show or the show before that, but he say he's coming, and it should be real interesting. If Chicago and Michigan, just all these streetable cars from Michigan, if they could just get up here. They say they got some fast stuff, but I want to see. You know, Meatball got on here and said, man, they not stud Chicago, and they this fast and that. Okay, well, you know, we got a little time, but, you know, I'm still going to be pressing that issue.
You know what? It's like I told them. At home, when nobody's home, I'm the baddest motherfucker I know. You know,
you got that right.
And they steady. They steady. I mean, I give it to them. Yeah, they got some good cars. They got some fast cars. But everything that you doing it at home. You a bad man when you go to somebody else's house and do it. And like I've told them 1,000 times, they got open invitation. Y'all ain't got to ask for permission. Just come on across the border and get you some.
That's right. And that goes for everybody as far as I'm concerned. Everybody that live outside of Chicago, Indiana, that go for you.
There you go.
Let me mention.
Well, I see your man there.
Yeah, let me do this one more announcement before you do that, Junior. Lil Clark and Gadget's race. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me get my notes together. February the 28th and March the 1st. That's that Friday and Saturday down in Meridian, Mississippi, at Battlefield Raceway. That's gonna be a tough race. Everybody, I think I'll be there. Everybody need to go down to that. That's going to be real tough this year.
That's the warm up for Mardi Gras. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, yeah. That should be real good. Wait a minute. Somebody texted me now. All of the shootouts for the meltdowns, they're going to be in Wisconsin at GLD by way of announcement.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the meltdowns, they will be there. Those are some very good races. So everybody, I don't have any dates for it yet, but put that down on your calendar that they will be at GLD this year. Okay, well, let me get this topic hot while we here. The topic for today is, do shootouts kill streetable cars, grudge action, or does it make them, does it put them in the ring and make them race? Did I say that right, Junior?
Do streetable
grudge races action, or does it force their hand to race? I do have a co-host on here tonight. He is on the line. Let me give him an introduction. Lil Ron from Set on Kill. He has raced quite a bit and. In grudge racing and shootout. So let me open him up right quick. And 708.
That is the man who took the that is the last man standing. Brother went out to Michigan. For those that don't know, brother went out to Michigan. You know, and as they say, he saw and he conquered.
Oh, he took the belt on home and brought it back to Chicago.
Man, listen.
708, 5165, Lil Ron, you are open.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I did that, Junior.
yeah, I know. Hey, Lil Ron, and you see I posted that up real quick, too. Shit. They know what time it is. They know what time it is, you know.
Oh, man. What's up, Ron?
Man, nothing much, man. Nothing much. Glad to be on the show.
Hey, man, I really appreciate it, man. Thanks for doing this for me.
No problem, bro.
Yeah, I know you done been in the trenches with this topic, so I figured that you can help us out a little bit and give us a little knowledge and understanding about what you think, you know, how that goes. Do you think that it kills, you know, our action if you get in a shootout, or does it force us to, you know, to engage and get in the line of fire?
I think it's good for grudge racing, man, because, man, whenever we in a shootout, I'm still betting on the set. I'm betting whoever I'm racing on the set or trying to.
Mm-hmm.
So you it's actually you're gonna get the best of both worlds. You You can get some side action, and you can get that pot. You can do both.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's that double bubble there, baby. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Well, where does it come into play that, you know what? You got to think on a, I know like the fast cars, you know, if you got the real fast cars, I kind of, you know, they, how do I want to say that? They even themselves out sort of kind of, but the next, the class up under that, which is our class, the streetable class, how do you put them in a shootout and really like make it even, you know, if and
you
like,
really
and,
can't,
and,
man.
Well, I'm saying, let me give you an
you
example.
Really can't. You can't, Sam.
You can't.
That's
what I'm saying. So how can you have really a shootout with them type of cars to make them engaged in? I guess that kills their action.
You can't limit nobody on a, you can't, man.
The only thing that's limiting these people in these shootouts right now that we getting in is the tire size, man. That's the only limiting factor.
Okay.
Hey Sham, I got an example for you. On the lower, and again, I don't mean this with no disrespect or nothing, but we got three tiers. You know, you got the street cars, the semi-street cars, and then you got the cars that are all out, race cars / street cars, whatever. Okay? If you look at a class like Cots Jr., a lot of them guys from Cots Jr. are guys that have, will, and will continue to engage basically street racing. Those are more streetable cars than what the upper tier cars would be. And if you look at it, I mean, that's a good way to get them. The way they did that concept there, maybe there's a couple things that I would change, but for the most part, you know, the way it's set up, I mean, you're getting real good quality street cars engaging, you know. At the last race, after that race, there were still other races that went off because people had engaged in that race, had lost against each other, and they still went at it afterwards, whether mm-hmm. it was out on the street or whether it might have been at another track. So, I mean, it's got its pluses and it's got its negatives. Negatives I would look at, you know, if you run through the field, you know, let's just say you go five rounds, and you're cleaning everybody's clock out, well, yeah, you win. Yeah, that's going to kill your action at that level. But then that also says that you got a car that basically you're sandbagging because you should be at the upper level,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, you know, that's – this is – I mean, I really believe it's kind of tough because I think it's harder to for us to really have a shootout. I mean, I tried to do a shootout last year at my race, and it was, I don't know if I didn't work it good enough or it was really kind of difficult because certain people want to race certain people, and they don't want to, although the clocks is off, you know, the clocks are off, and, but it's still, they don't want to show their hand. So, I mean, that's why I really believe that it does kill the action in a sort of sense, but really, I mean, otherwise we just sitting around, you know, I mean, waiting until 2 hours before the track close, you know, you can go, you know, all this testing, you know, you got to lock these people in. People got to get locked in. Well, not necessarily locked in, but they just got to get out here and
engage.
Yeah. They just got to, you know, it's
engage
something got to
is,
give,
yeah.
you know, something definitely got to give.
I'll tell you this.
Go ahead, Junior.
Give me one. I'm sorry about that. Give me one second, Sham. I'm sorry.
Okay. Ron, I know. But so you've been in you know, a lot of these shootouts. Does that really? How do you feel like? I mean, I know it's benefiting you as far as, you know, you say you side bet and what have you like that. But what about just outright grudge racing? Somebody, I was listening to Lil Tony show and somebody, I forgot who it was. They came on there and they said grudge racing was primarily you go to the track and you are trying to engage with somebody at the track. It's not all this lock in. That's some new stuff, but it was you go to the track and you are on the prowl, or you know you waiting on somebody to say something to you, or you gonna say something to somebody and you would get out. Now, if you in a shootout, how does that affect you? Okay, after you done raced those 4, 5, 6 times, how you going to go and race somebody else? How do you engage with somebody else?
I mean, you got to look at it, too, Sam. You got grudge events that go on, and then you got some grudge events that go on that don't have shootouts. Now, when you go to one of them that don't have a shootout, then, yeah, you on the prowl. So if you going to a shootout, you got to look at your eyes, too. Some of these shootouts is $250, $500 to win $5,000, to win $10,000.
Okay.
That's some good eyes on your money, man.
For the grudge
event.
Yeah.
You know, you racing somebody, you putting up half the butt, basically.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
it's hurting grudge racing, man. I mean, it's putting you, and then you putting on the show for the fans too, man.
Right. Yeah, I mean that all makes sense to me, but I'm let me go down these lines, Ron. Let's see what the people, we got a lot of hands up. Let's see what the people got to say.
All right.
773-4015. Your mic is open.
Hey, it's hold on, don't see. What? It's Preach, man.
This who?
Preacher Boy, man. I ain't got no comment for you, man. I'm going to listen.
Oh, okay. What's up, Preacher Boy?
What up, man?
Okay, hold on. 708-4697.
What's up, Big Sham? What's up, Ron Jr.?
What's going on? Who this?
What's up? It's Mouse.
What's up? What's up, Mouse? How you feel, baby?
Oh, I'm good, sitting here enjoying
your
show.
Hey, what you got? You know, you got a little echo in the background.
I got an echo?
Yeah. You got the computer or something, because I got an echo from you.
Hold on, let me pull these headphones out.
I ain't getting no echo, Cheryl.
But I mean, on the board, you can kind of hear it.
Yeah, it's off now.
Yeah, it's off. What's up, Mouth?
Yeah.
What's up?
What you know good? Tell us something.
Oh, man, just sitting here listening to y'all, listening to this topic of yours.
Oh, what you got on it there? Because you done a lot of this, too.
You know, I don't think there's nothing negative with these shootouts, because sometimes without these shootouts, it's not going to be no action.
I think it will be action, but it won't be as much action as it does with a shootout. But if in my mind, you know, I'm partial to street and streetable cars. So how do I incorporate these people in to a shootout without killing their action in?
You make it worth it to them, and you got to make the rules, you know, fit the cars.
Yeah, but that's kind of difficult.
Sham.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sham, you know what the thing is with the shootouts? The shootouts, those that get into the shootouts are guys that want to engage.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, because the shootout is something, for the most part, whether – however they do it, whether it's a $100 buy-in, $200 buy-in, $500, whatever the buy-in may be, these guys are paying that buy-in to be in the shootout because they want to engage. Basically, they don't care who's in the next lane.
Who they race, yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Where you know, the shootout is a good thing, because those that do want to engage and people aren't trying to engage with them, you know, they got it there. They don't care. I mean, Ron, Mouse, you guys don't care who's in the other lane. Y'all gonna run your race.
Nah.
You know,
exactly. If you worry about who in the other lane, you don't need to be out there.
Don't get in it.
Don't
get in.
Especially
right.
in the shootout.
The shootout is good. The shootout is good. One is it's good for the fans, you know, because they're able, instead of just watching people, you know, one guy at a time hot lapping, you know, they're able to see some side-by-side action. And, I mean, a lot of guys, what I've noticed over the years, a lot of guys have cars that are more than capable, and they're just scared. I don't know. There is no other word. Some you have that people don't want to engage with them. Okay, that's understandable. They feel, man, if I engage with them, I'm going to get whooped. Okay? But then again, there's always ways. You can work the race out if you're really trying to race. You know,
I tell you what, if it wasn't for some of these shootouts, a lot of these some of these races you'd never see these two people go up
right.
against
yeah.
each other.
That's I believe
correct.
That.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's
I believe
correct.
That too. Let me go
and
to this next
shootout. You know, you can't choose who you run next.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the way the cards fall.
Yeah.
yeah.
Or the way the names
right.
are drawn out of the hat, or however they're doing it, you know?
Yeah, but does it, I mean, well, from what y'all saying is, it forces you to race. But.
It
forces you to race, but.
Yeah.
But does it limit your action, though?
I wouldn't say that.
No.
But basically all the cars in the shootout. All the cars in the shootout are pretty much it's on a level playing field, man.
And what's the difference between racing grudge
you know
racing somebody and racing five people than racing five people in a shootout? What's the difference?
Right. You're right.
I mean,
you know
still,
the
like, if somebody worried about, oh, they going to gauge me, well, you can be gauged by anybody you run because somebody
That's
has
right.
ran that person. So it doesn't really matter. You're not showing your hand. But, I mean,
you know,
like, okay, if these two people here would have never ran, nah, they win in the shoot. This person wins in the shootout. But then in the next shootout, the other person might win. So now what do you think? Who's faster? You know,
okay,
you don't know.
Got,
it's just.
Yeah, it's tough.
Now,
hold on, Junior. Let me go through these lines because we got a lot of hands
go
up. The next one is Oh, it's Brother Raylo, 773-3080. Raylo.
Big Sham, what up?
What's up, brother? How you feel?
I feel pretty good, man.
What's
I was
up,
just calling in, listening in. What's up, Leroy? That's what I called, just to say what's up to you, little bro. What's happening?
Man, nothing much, man. Nothing much.
Yeah.
Raylo, you got some background noise.
I got a background noise?
Sham, there wasn't no background. That was me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
well, I appreciate
you
calling me, Braylo. Hello?
Showing some support to the show. That's all. Listening in.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Hey,
okay,
Sam.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah. Who is that?
Hey,
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
This Sean. I'm with Ron. I'm with Ron right now, so I'm talking to you from Ron's phone.
Okay.
Look, man, the thing about having a shootout for streetable cars, my question to you are you going to put rules inside of this? Because you can't really necessarily pinpoint having a shootout for streetable cars without, putting a number on it. You know what I mean?
Right. I tried last year. I don't know. I got to come up with something real creative, because if I do, I can't use the same rules, because it would exclude some people, and then on the other side, it would let some of the fast people in. So I'm working on some good rules now.
Okay.
Did I ask you a question?
That's what I'm saying. Once you come up with your rules.
Yeah, you don't want to put a catfish in a guppy tank.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, that's exactly why I'm trying to come up with something real creative to try to do a good shootout with some of these people, because I think that would be really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost nearly impossible, bro, because if you say you got to have full interior, a true 10-inch tire, small block, now I could bring my car. My car got all that.
Right. I think I'm going to stick to the way I was doing. I'm personally going to go pick these people.
That's why I said you're going to have to do an invite only.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna pick the people. I did it last year. Yeah, I did it last year, and it didn't. I mean, as the day went on, I wasn't able to get it in. So, I got some up my sleeve. Y'all be patient and help me out with it.
You gotta be careful because you gonna have to be careful, bro. Because you ain't gonna be able to satisfy everybody. Because you gonna have.
Oh no! Well, that's understood. Yeah, that's understood.
And they gonna feel. So they gonna feel like, man, my car should be in that, you know. But
right,
you know, you just gotta keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, you know.
Another thing, Shamit.
Go ahead, Miles.
If you set up a shootout, you know, set them rules up and give people enough time, you know,
exactly.
At least, you know, set it up 2 or 3 months before your race.
Okay.
You know, put the
I mean, that's no problem, Miles. But the problem is coming up with some good rules. That's the thing.
Well,
I might need some of y'all help with some of these rules to try to get it off.
No, Sam, you can't do that. You need to come up with them yourself.
Oh, okay.
If somebody helps you,
then it won't be biased then.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So I had it in my mind, you know, last year how I wanted to do it, and I'm doing personal invite anyway. So everybody will know who's who, and if you want to get in it, that's fine. If you don't want to get in it, that's fine too. But I'm gonna put some skin in the game and try to make it interesting.
You gotta make it interesting.
Somebody got some background noise. I don't know who that is.
Can I ask you what would be the main one thing, if you had to pick one thing, what would be main criteria for a car? You had one thing to pick.
You know, I don't know,
me
Junior.
Personally.
You know what? I tried to think of that last year, but it was so difficult because it's so many people, they all different. So I really don't know. That's why I went to specific people to do it.
It's gotta be stock deficient though.
Oh yeah, that's that. Well, okay. If I had to pick some, yeah.
I mean a true stock suspension.
Yeah. No many
tubs.
No.
No coilovers.
Right.
Stock suspension. No cage.
Yeah. No, because I'm not racing without a cage.
Yeah,
myself.
I mean. Okay, well, you said streetable.
Yeah. Streetable,
not
you can be streetable
you,
with a cage
you,
in a car.
Yeah, true, but not when you say, okay, you can have a cage, you're inviting some killers.
Right, but
catfish,
you see, but y'all missing it.
Catfish in the bowl again, Sam.
Yeah, but y'all missing it. I'm inviting these people.
He putting a piranha in there.
I'm inviting you, and... You going to know everybody that's in there, so that's going to predetermine if you want to get in it or not.
There you go.
That's really the bottom line. I'm going to invite who I want to invite. If you want to get in it, that's going to be fine. If you don't want to get in it, that would be fine,
well,
too.
You shouldn't tell the other people who's in it.
Yeah, because they might drop out. Somebody might be intimidated. Yeah, they might be intimidated by the next man.
Okay, let me go to this next call. Y'all didn't got my. I'm clicking now.
Hey, that's a good thing, Sham. Because
I mean, you know, it's good, but it's that was my problem last year. Jeff, 773-7399. Your mic is open. Jeff. 7399.
I'm with you, bro. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Okay, let me go. Hold on. That's 631-0628. Long Island Joe, you on.
Thanks, Jeff.
What's up, Joe? How you feel?
How's everybody feeling?
Oh, man, we making it.
Yeah, same here. Cold out here. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know about cold.
Yeah, it's some kind of cold. Oh. Hey, Joe,
I got a phone call. We got a heat wave. We in the 30s.
Hey, Joe.
What it feel like?
Uh-huh.
I got a call last night, and somebody from here that's got a 2001 Camaro say he tried to race you last year in September, and he's still looking for you. He wants to play with you next year. It's a black Camaro.
Black.
Do you recall this car?
Black. Yeah, I seen the car.
Yeah, he say he looking for you, and he wants to play with you.
I'm going to be looking for him, too, because I'm going to be there.
Okay, Rob, his name, he got a Camaro.
Play.
He say he's sure looking for you. He made mention, he called me last night specifically. He say, you tell Long Island Joe that I'm looking for him when he get here.
Oh, yeah.
Chad,
I definitely we're gonna definitely do it.
Okay,
Joe.
Okay,
we definitely going to do it, that
too,
black Camaro.
Jeff, you say you looking for him, too?
Goddamn right. We got to get our motherfucking what? We got to get it back. Yes, sir. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year,
Long Island Joe, I'm going to be at y'all first race that y'all going to have, but not with that goddamn regular-ass goddamn Camaro. I'm going to be there with the boot. But other than that, I'm looking for y'all ass, too. Yes, sir.
You're going to be looking for us. Okay.
Yeah.
We like that.
I just wanted
to. I promise you. Look, they even asked me to go ahead and do the other race over. They said Alleyway wanted to race again. My son wanted to try it. So I was like, go ahead, do it again. It don't matter to me. We'll run all day long. It don't matter.
This time, man, I got my son, man. I got my son the same as your son. Now that we're going to play.
That's what I want to hear.
Oh,
that's
well,
what
race is this? This is June the 7th at No Limit Raceway.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be there.
Okay,
that's
what I want to hear.
But, hey, that's going to be part two. That's going to be part two, Shane. You know I'm going to be at your race. But if Long Island and Larry T, whatever date they're going to have, we're going to be down there their first date, too.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hey, Joe. Tell us what your dates are while we got you on the line.
Okay, on May 25th, we're going to be at Buzz Creek, Maryland. And,
okay, May 25th.
April 26th is going to be at Piedmont Dragway, North Carolina. That's an 8-mile track there, but the Buzz Creek will be a quarter mile.
Okay.
And,
Buzz Creek is where?
Buzz Creek,
Maryland.
Oh, Maryland, okay.
That's where Donye and all of them came out that time.
Okay.
You know, and they were talking about it. I mean, we're definitely going to, I know in Piedmont, we're going to actually do a pig roast while we're there, too.
Okay.
So, that's going to be in April.
Okay.
We're definitely going to have it, you know, and I know for a fact that June, we've been talking about this and talking about it, and that's why my son was messing with Gunning, because Gunning kept messing with us, so he made a little video off his phone and just stuck
it
out.
Yeah, I was telling the listeners about that little video. It's on Clocks Off. If y'all ain't, if you didn't hear me, it's a little video on Clocks Off that Lil Phil put on there to, I guess, I don't know why he put it on there, but he surely put it on there.
Hey, Sham, you know I don't get in nobody's way, but don't let that smile and them glasses fool y'all now.
Yeah.
Little man, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, him and Gunning was going at it, so Gunning kept messing with him. So he just sent a little video to Gunning, and Gunning threw it up there on the website. Then that was it. So I know.
Oh, wait a minute. 3-1. Hold on, Joe. Somebody else want to talk to you. 312.
Uh oh.
5790. Your mic is open. 5790.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, who's
Come
calling?
Come on with it. This the king. The king of the street.
What's up, Scotty?
Come on with it. Hey, little Ron.
Oh,
what
my
up,
goodness.
Yeah. Come on with the question, mm-hmm. baby. Come on with it.
The question
Go
of the day is.
Now.
Huh?
Go ahead
What'd you say, Ron?
Now.
What'd you say,
Go
Ron?
Ahead and ask me,
okay. Does shootouts kill streetable car grudge action, or does it force their hand to race?
I think it kill the action. That's my opinion.
It makes them race or kill their action. You said kill their action.
You're not talking about. You said street car. Yeah, I think it kills their action. You said
okay.
street cars, right? You ain't say.
Right.
You ain't talking about like Lil Ron cop.
No, I'm talking about like.
Okay.
The level below, you know, our cars below that level, not Lil Ron and them. You know, streetable car.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that kills grudge action.
Now, why you think that?
Because, first of all, the streetable cars range, you know, the times on them cars range totally different from Lil Ron and the Mouse car and Ben's car and all them type of cars.
Mm-hmm.
All them type of cars that's running now in the eighth, the real faster cars, they range too far apart. So it's going to kill the street action. Ain't nobody really going to do nothing. A lot of people ain't going to get in it. If they're too slow, they're not going to get in it. They're going to have
okay.
to run. 890s and 880s just to get in it. Then they see some low 9-second cars in it. The 10-second cars ain't going to get in it. The 11-second cars ain't going to get in it. It's going to be a whole bunch of people that's not going to get in it. That's going to kill it. And then a lot of them shootouts that they be having, it be postponing the grudge racing, meaning you don't even have enough time for the grudge racing.
Right. Well, that's what happened at when I had my race.
Going all the way to the end. People going up and all that. Then you putting all that extra wear and tear on your car. But these street cars, you can really do that. But I was really talking about like Lil Ron them cars. Because
okay.
I heard somebody say something about. I think it was Mouse. He said something about what's the difference in racing somebody five times or racing five times for the money. It's a total difference. You can race five times for $5,000 a race. But you racing five times and you might get your ass knocked out and you put wear and tear on your car in a shootout. And then you going back to the store. People don't know what y'all spending when y'all go to the store. I know somewhat. Them cars ain't cheap. Why they running around breaking shit and spending $4,000 to $5,000 to fix it? But you'll race for $1,000, that don't make no sense to me. That don't make no sense to put $250 in the pot. Trying to get $5,000 and you get knocked out all week, not even at the end, and you don't even place. You don't make nothing. I'd rather just grudge race the people that I want to race, that I think I can win. Because you ain't got to win, but I'd rather grudge race the people that I think I can win.
Yeah,
that's
but,
just my
but,
opinion.
Right, but what happens, I mean, that's the problem. Everybody, well, that's just, and this is my opinion only. Everybody's scared. Everybody's scared, and everybody else is glad that they're scared.
You're right. And guess what?
Hey,
guess what? A lot of people scared.
Hey, Shorty.
Come on with it. Come on with it, LeRon.
Hey, but still, like I said though, you can still bet. You can still bet while you running them rounds though. I know.
I know. You're right. But
I know me
what?
And my
but
people
that's what
do.
They say. But you're right, LeRon, because I bet with you, too. I bet with you, against you, whatever. But listen to what people be saying. See, y'all don't be, hey, you don't be hearing what people saying in the background while you in the car burning out. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people be saying, why should I bet when I can keep going and I already got my 250 in or my 500 and I can win the pot? What I'm going to bet for? See what I'm saying? A lot of people
don't
want to bet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell you what kill a lot of street racing. I'm gonna tell you what kill a lot of that street action too. Why a lot of people scared, Sham? Because it's a lot of I don't know. Should I say this on the mic? A lot of dick sucking. People telling this and telling that.
Hey, Skig, can you say that again, please? Can you say that again?
It's a lot of dick sucking. It's a lot of dick sucking.
Thank you.
And I hate that faggot ass internet. Everybody on the internet looking at a dumb ass car and talking about, that's what your car can run.
They just a dumb motherfucker. Because I had a dumb motherfucker call me. I don't give a fuck if he listening. I got a dumb motherfucker that called me Leroy.
Hey, hold on, Skid. Hey, Junior. Can you find that?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me look for it.
Go ahead, Skid.
You got to talk because if you ain't talking, I can't hear it.
Go ahead, Skid. Okay. Hey, Lil Ron, I got a dumb motherfucker that called me, and I don't give a fuck if he listening, but I'm seeing his face. He called me and said, I looked on the internet. A stock Mustang running the 12s. So that's why you whooping everybody's skin. Boy, they say the dumbest shit in America. Why don't they go buy one then so I can knock their ass out? You don't tell my Lil Ron. Why don't they just go buy one, though? I ain't understanding it. They got these fake ladies and shit. Tell them to go and use the credit and goddamn go ahead and... put your $500 down, let me throw your ass out. That's all I'm saying. It's just always been some faggot shit, but that's why I got to resort to other shit, Lil Ron. Why would I spend all that money when I could keep on buying a car and having fun and go out of town with it, blow somebody's ass out, go trade it in, get me another one? Because they ain't doing nothing but some faggot.
Hey, Skin. They ain't gotta buy it. They could go to the rental car and get. They could rent it.
Yeah,
shit.
They could rent it. Hey, guess what? Go to Hurst and rent one.
Hey, Junior.
They run around with the phony credit cards anyway. They go on one. Let me
pull your ass out.
Go on one. They
show
a rental.
Hey, you a damn fool.
I always got excuse when I win. I got to be the king. Everybody got something to say. I'm sneaking and spraying. Let me spray it then and watch what I do to him. Watch what I do to him, Lil Ron. Tell him, lock in, Lil Ron. You can hold my money till Jesus come. I'm going to lock in. I swear to God, if I don't have it on in one day, watch this. And let me spray that motherfucker. Watch this here.
Hey, somebody, I don't know if they got... Their car phone on speaker, whatever it may be, but that's the feedback we're getting.
Okay.
Hey, instead of talking about ditching netting, put a supercharge on it. What am I going to do that for, Lil Ron? I ain't going to get no action. You know I ain't going to get no action.
You remember me and Buck took that car, bud?
That's what I'm saying, you know? And I let him take it apart again. Come on. I'm still waiting on him, Lil Ron. What is it? With the big blocks and things of that nature. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, hold on, kid. Hold on, Skin. 708-0483. Your mic is open.
What up, Sam? How you doing today? This is Mage. I was calling to say you one solution to making the streetable cars. Won't everybody be plated and stick it up if they real streetable cars?
Well, you know what?
Hey, not mean to cut you off. I know some people with some race cars that put some plate and stick on it. That ain't nothing.
I'm talking about cars that's driving in traffic with anybody else. I ain't talking about no full-fledged race cars. I'm talking about cars.
Well, you know what?
That's
different, Major. That's fine. That's a street car driving it on the street. But for me, a streetable car, that's not necessarily, you don't have to drive it on the street. It could look like it could drive it on the street. You probably could drive it on the street. That's what makes it streetable.
Right.
You understand? I mean, it's a broad and vast definition of a streetable car. The only reason why I use it is because there are some fast cars that are some race cars, but they are streetable. They still look streetable. Like back in the day, all those cars that they was racing on the street, they was driving them cars, but they was fast as hell. Well, fast as hell back then. If you ran 9-something back then, that was flying. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
that's the difference. That's why I use that terminology, or I made up that word streetable. And it's difficult for, I mean, I'm still, I'm, I mean, Lil Ron and Mouse, they got Junior, they got me clicking, trying to think of how I'm going to do this. But I'm going to try to come up with something, but I appreciate that, Major.
Man. If you eliminate a few things and add a few things, it eliminates a lot of shit. But a lot of people might not be in it.
I'm not even expecting people to be in it, a lot of them. But if we could just get, I mean, if we could get the ball rolling, Skin, that would do me.
Man,
and not just me,
rolling.
But it'll bring some people into the mix. 773-5880. Your mic is open. 5880. Okay. 708-7220. Your mic is open. 7220. What's up?
What's going on, Sam? Lil Ron, this is Big Ray.
Big who?
What up?
Ray.
Big Ray.
Oh, Ray. What's up, Ray? What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, what's up?
Man, everything is good, brother.
What's up, Buddha Bear?
What's going on?
Tell me something, Ray.
I'm just listening in, man. Listening to the topic y'all talking about.
Okay. I appreciate you calling.
Yep. No problem.
Okay, let me go to this next one. 313-5727. Your mic is open. 313-5727. Oh, they don't want to talk. Okay. But I'm trying to come up with something to make these people go. So
hey, man. No slick, no turbo, no supercharge.
What'd you say, Ron?
It's gonna be hard to accommodate them, man. But yeah, like Skin said, I like that. Say that again, Skin.
No slick, no turbo, no supercharge.
No slick.
No big block.
That don't matter.
Man, nah, we don't care nothing about no big block. Fuck them. Let them have a big block. They have what they need to win. No turbo, no supercharger, no slicks. Get out with the streaky boss.
So what about
a
drag
get,
radio?
You want to get real technical? You want to get? Yeah, I just said street tie. That's drag radio.
Okay.
Any kind of sticky tie, it just can't be slicks. But let me say this: you want to get more technical, but they ain't gonna do it. Make them add air conditioning. Let them come with air conditioning. And watch me kill a whole show. I'm going to kill a whole show. or I'm going to get killed. Tell me that I come with air conditioning, no turbo, and no supercharger. Nobody care about nitrous and no slicks. Nobody care nothing about no nitrous. Nobody care nothing about no drag radio, ET streets, none of that. Come on. Just come on.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, just come on with it. I don't care about no big block. Even though it might win, so what? You can't eliminate everything. But it's easy to make a car run with a turbo or a supercharger. There ain't nothing to do. Put your turbo on it, get your tuner and all that. Huh?
If the man say air conditioning too, you're going to win by your damn self because there's not a whole lot of people that have air conditioning in street cars.
Who is you, first of all?
This is Sean.
Who?
Sean.
Sean. Oh, hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Sean, I ain't going to be by myself.
I said if you want to get technical, make them add air conditioning. They don't have to do it.
Okay,
I got you. Right,
okay,
that's all I said. And guess what? And that'll make people come with the newer car.
Oh, he said he coming out.
773-4786.
No matter if you want to.
Your mic is open.
Can you get out right there?
What's going on, Shan? Ron, Skin, this is the Hulk. Terrell.
What's up, Terrell?
What's going on? I'm good.
What you know, you got something
Terrell
on the topic tonight?
Go ahead. What's the topic? What talk to me.
The topic is, do shootouts kill street bull car action, or does it force you to race?
It don't kill it. It forces you to race.
Why? Why you say that?
Well, I think, man, I get some action to the track, get the fans something to see. So I said, man, a lot of people want to engage. So I think that putting two, back in two cars and put out a track at the same time on somebody else's pot force you to race, force you to get down.
Okay.
Because a lot of people don't want to race, but they don't have the money to gamble with, or they don't want to lose. But when you got that type of event going on, it's forcing people to race. Get some action.
Okay. Okay. Hold the line, Terrell. Mute your phone. Hold on. Hold the line. 269-9059. Your mic is open.
What up, man? Just listening on the show. I think about the no turbos and no superchargers in the streetable class. I think that'd be kind of bogus. I mean, a lot of cars now come with superchargers from the factory, you know. So why can they not have forced induction? You know, I get my turbo car to be streetable. Why can't I be in the streetable class?
Well, that was just
turbo or a supercharger run fast, man. You know better than that. You just talking because that's what you got. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm not kidding you. Man, you just saying something, man. We talking about cars from the factory with no turbo and no supercharger. That's what I'm talking about. I don't care what nobody else talking about.
If you want
to let them in, I don't care.
Yeah,
but
that was
just
hold on, Skin. That was just wait a minute, caller. Who is this? Who are you, caller?
Craven.
I'm sorry?
Craven.
Craven, what kind of car you got?
I got a mod motor turbo.
Oh,
you guys
okay.
Coming
well,
you know, with 500 cubic inches. I get, you know, 281 cubic inches. I need a little bit of something to help.
Yeah, well, I mean, that
what
was
kind
good.
Of car you say you got?
I got a 2-valve mod motor.
A 2,000?
A 2-valve mod motor.
2-valve mod motor.
99 Mustang GT.
A Mustang GT. Oh, yeah, it's easy to make them run. I got one of them. You ain't doing nothing. That's easy to make it run. Put a supercharger on it. That ain't nothing. See where your brain at. Make it run without a supercharger. Put some nitrous on it and make it run.
But I mean, if it
see where your brain at. See, you don't need no brain.
It
don't come from the factory with a charger. Yours came from the factory with a charger. A GT500 come to the factory with a supercharger. That ain't what
yeah.
I bought.
Right, I understand what you're saying.
You're not saying nothing wrong. But if Little Ron get in it, you're going to be quiet when he blow your back out. That's all I'm saying. If somebody get in it with a 92 notch back with a turbo or a supercharger and knock your back off, you're going to be talking about it ain't fair. It's a class car and all of those shit. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, Little Ron's
Little Boosie's car is considered streetable?
Yeah, streetable.
Yes, it
he
is.
He had it on the street. He wrecked the goddamn thing on the street because he was out there in the rain.
Well, then he should be in the streetable class if he's streetable.
You're right. And guess what? He'll blow your back out. I'm going to bitch my money. I'm going to fix it. If it's broke, I'm going to fix it.
Maybe.
Won't you lock in?
Maybe not.
Won't you lock in then with a 2,000, whatever you say it is? Come on. We're going to 2-valve you. We're going to 2-valve you whenever you're ready.
No, that little tiny baby motor, it's a state car.
See what I'm saying, man? You see what I'm saying? Don't look around. He's breaking up now.
Wait.
It's a baby
hey,
motor.
Skid. Hold on, Skid. Let me go to this next caller. 708.
Well, let the caller come on in. Let him come on.
Yeah. 1823. What? 1823.
What's going on, Shannon? This is Lil Al.
What's up, Lil Al?
What's happening?
Man, everything good. What you know good?
Happy New Year to everybody.
Same
to
you, brother.
Happy New Year to you, too, brother.
No, hey, I'm with Skin, though, for real. Like, you know, with these shootouts, a lot of times you don't really see no action unless, you know, it is a shootout. You know, when we be having the street car chaos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys just be standing around. You know, you'll hear about Skin racing a lot, and, you know, he do race a lot. He don't care. He'll get down. He'll try you. You have a couple of other guys that'll try you, too. So the shootouts, they have a pros and cons to it, but for the most part, like what he was talking about with the service class, with the street tires and no turbocharger, no supercharger, I'm with him with that because I got into racing a little bit too late. You know what I'm saying? And you got to spend a lot of money to go fast. I got the money to spend it, but do I want to do that? That's the question. I'd rather have fun, you know, with a nice little street car and, you know, go ahead and flip something else if I want to. You know what I'm saying? I'm damn near ready to sell my car and, you know, get a nice little street car to ride around in, have fun, you know, play around with some little cash and keep them moving. Because as you spend more money on these cars, and, you know, Terrell and them know that also, when you spend more money on these cars, the faster you go, the maintenance is more, instead of just hopping in something and keep on driving. So I'm with skiing with when it comes to the street car competition type of stuff. You bring more fun into it like it was when I was little, seeing my father and them racing on the street.
Okay. Hold your line, Al. Just mute your phone. 773-2199. 773-2199. The mic is open.
What's going on, everybody? What's up, Ron? What's up, Shannon? What's up, Junior? What's up, Skin? It's Hootie.
What's up,
baby?
What's happening with y'all, man? What's cracking, man?
None.
What you got
Shannon?
For us, Hootie?
What's talking for tonight? I feel it don't kill grudge racing. I feel like the whole event itself brings going to the track because people, you know what I'm saying, they come to the track to see the shootout at the same time. In between the rounds, you know, if you lose the shootout, you can go in the grudge race. So pretty much, I feel that shootout helps bring action to the track. And it don't kill grudge racing, it just people ain't trying to race. That's what killing grudge racing, people ain't trying to race.
Okay.
You know why they ain't trying to race, right, Udi?
Man, it's too much talking and too many steps. You got this, you
I
got
said that.
That.
I just said that earlier.
Yeah.
Too much dick sucking.
Yeah.
He run this. He was at that shop. They run 11 from the factory, lying and shit. Want to go buy one. Tell a woman to go buy one and see if you run 11. Hey, dumbass.
Right.
They be killing me with that shit.
Yeah.
Boy, they love to block all my action, scared to death. I want to play. I raised more in 2 months when I bought the car brand new than a lot of these people raced in their whole life.
Yeah.
And they want to block
it. Do you know what makes the difference, though?
What makes the difference? Come on with it, Junior.
That you a racer. You are trying to engage, man.
I heard that it's always going to be some haters. People are always going around talking about skiing. You ain't trying to do nothing because they want me to run them and they run sevens. They want me to run them.
I'm gonna give you a prime example. When my man when we were trying to get action with my man's truck,
yeah,
on clocks off, they posted videos of other trucks running 880s, 870s, 90s. I mean, really?
You see what I'm saying? I don't like that shit.
But they were taking into account that, okay, there's trucks that are capable of running that, but guess what? It was the factory shop trucks. This ain't, you know, John Doe from around the corner driving all over the place, which y'all know my man drove that truck everywhere. You know, and it's true what you say. They steady hating because they scared to engage. You know, but now again, because the truck is dead, then you got those same haters, man. I would have done this to him. I would have done that to him. You have plenty of opportunity to do it in this, you know. But you will engage, and that's what guys need to do. You build the car, you spend this money. I mean, if you ain't gonna race it, man, you know, find you some car shows to go to. I don't know. Shit.
There you go. But a lot of that's what I don't be understanding. How do you spend this money in the car, but you ain't got no money to race with? You need to save the money to race with and don't buy the car. Buy somebody else's car, man. You out there waiting your time, but you out there like you a gangster or something. And why you don't see me try to buy no car like no little Ron? I can't afford it. I can't afford them type of fast cars. I don't want no trouble.
I can't afford the tuna, none of that. I'm going to go right to the dealer, get me a car, and I want to play. Now, so I want to know where these guys at with these Benz and all that. They can have superchargers. Come on. I'm going to try these guys. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Let me go to the next caller. Let me go to this next caller. 773-5319. Your mic is open.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good. Who are we
Happy
talking
New Year
to?
To all you brothers.
Same to you.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the topic.
Okay. Who we talking to?
I'm an old school drag racer, and y'all probably all know me. I just Bud. What
oh,
up,
Bud, why you didn't say who you are? Like, really?
I was scared. Hey, man,
what up?
Shorty.
Hey, Bud, what
don't
you
call
me, Shorty. I ain't going to say nothing to you, Bud. What you scared?
I know, you my man. Hey, man, but I wanted to ask y'all this here. Okay, y'all say do that, match, what you say, what you call it?
Shootout.
But you know what? A lot of guys, I think they'll race more in the shootout because, for one thing, like Skin say, they don't have the money. They build these cars and don't have the money to race them for the money that we're accustomed to racing on the street, or they're accustomed to seeing people race on the street. You know, a lot of people, they still think it's like the 80s, and they, you know, they think they can holler them astronomical numbers, 80s and 90s. Like they used to do back in the 80s, but back in the 80s, when they hollered them numbers, they had them numbers, you know. Their rent wasn't involved in that, and they condo and Pampers and none of that was played into the equation. You feel me? You can get in a shootout for $100, and you got a chance to win $5,000, and you can do what you want to do, which is race. That's why you built your car. So now I figure you get more racing out of shootout because now they don't have to run skins for Bud or whoever for $5,000 or $1,000 or $1,500 because they don't have a $300 on the menu, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I think that give them a chance to do a little racing. And if they get a little farther in the shootout and win a little money, somebody see how fast their car run, and somebody might ease up to them and say, hey, man, why don't you go over there and run Terrio? We're going to help you bet.
Hey, Bud,
now
you
get a chance
question.
To invest at $300.
Hey, Bud, I got a question.
Hey, somebody got some background noise.
Somebody doing dishes at home.
Yeah,
now.
Somebody. It sounds
hey,
like they doing their dishes.
Hey, Bud.
Yeah,
hey,
I hear you.
I got a question. How did they get the money to build a car?
I mean, you know, it could have been a slow process. You ask yourself, how did Terrio build his car?
Well, guess what?
How did I
guess
build
what,
my
then?
Car?
Guess what? They should wait and have a slow process before they come out and race. Wait till they
ante up. Well, you know, ain't nobody gonna build no car. Hey, Shorty, ain't nobody gonna have no car sitting in their goddamn garage, race ready. And it's because they got $600 to spend on it. They can't bet $2,000. They not gonna try to race it. And you got a shootout where you don't have to put up $100 to get in it and race. That'll be
oh, you right, bud. Hey, bud. Well, you said right, but they not racing no way. What you mean put up this car? They not doing nothing. And you know they ain't doing nothing. You
well, I know a few of them ain't doing. I'm talking about the whole of what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? Because see, a lot
you
of them
lived
in the past. In the past, is the past. You feel
me?
That past money is gone.
I keep saying the same thing. The shootout, whoever's in that shootout is in there because they do want to race. You know? So
right.
It's just a matter of
saying. Hey, Julia, I disagree. They don't want to race. They just want to run down the track and show the little kids that they can run down the track, man. They're not really
but,
that short.
But Skin, you know what? They still, but you know what the thing is? This is the thing with the shootout, though, Skin. Most shootouts, you got to pay, whether it's $100, $200 buy-in, $300, $50 buy-in. Whatever it is, they're still paying it to get in. And now they ain't got a choice. They ain't got a choice who they're going to run against. Because usually it's either by the draw to half or a number pick, a card pick, whatever it may be. So they are looking to engage. Now, they might not be able to engage at a certain level money-wise, but they're still
right.
Trying to race. Because if not, I mean, you ain't got to get into the shootout. You ain't obligated. So
right.
I feel that those that do get in, it's because they do want to race.
Right. And like I was telling you, Shorty, a lot of people might want to run you. You know, you work with a lot of people, and me and everybody else. I don't know nobody talk more shit than me when my car ready. But in the same breath, everybody might not be able to step up there when I say, and y'all can bring your biggest bet to me and let's get down. They might not want to say, man, look, I got $350 and my buddy gonna bet $150. And then scared they're going to get embarrassed when you tell them, get your poor ass away from me and go get some money. Or get you some help.
And,
you feel what I'm
saying? You're
they don't want they don't want to step to you because they don't want you to shoot them down because of their status and with their finances. And the truth is, everybody's finances fucked up. You know, I ain't dressed the next man. I don't know what you got. You might have won the Mega Million. But when it's all said and done, ain't nobody standing on top of the hill like they were in 95. Nobody. Or 97
yeah.
or 91.
Right, bud. Hey, bud. Well, let's just kill racing then. Racing dead. Don't nobody race no more.
Hell no. Racing, hey, if racing was dead,
hey,
here.
I'm just saying. I'm not disagreeing with bud. That's bud opinion. But that shit right there don't even make no sense. Stop building the car then. Stop building cars talking about you a racing then. If you ain't got it,
hey,
like
sure,
you
saying that a man shouldn't build a car because he can't race for the money that he should.
No,
shit.
I'm not
what you think
that.
It's your race
no,
for?
No, no, no. You know, listen to me. You ain't listen to me. He can do what
you
he wants.
You said stop
to.
Building cars. I heard you.
No.
You said stop building cars, and
but
I heard
you.
But I'm going to ask you this here. So he
Bud,
shouldn't build a car because
though.
He can't bet the money
Bud.
You want to bet?
Hey, Bud.
How much
Bud,
you think he should be able to bet?
Hey, Bud, you're missing the point, man. I wasn't saying that to say that. I'm saying that he shouldn't build no car talking about he a racer and he a gambler. That's what I'm saying, bro. You ain't even
talking
let
about
nobody finish, man.
Just done talking about what they going to do
that's
to
all
nigga
I'm
and
saying.
This and that.
That's all I'm saying. All that other stuff that
oh,
you
okay.
saying, I don't know what you're saying. I'm not telling nobody they shouldn't build a car because they might be building it for their kids. Then go play with the kids then. Go to 66.
and leave the grown men alone.
These grown men over here. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's
I
all I'm
you.
Saying. That's all I'm
okay,
saying, bro.
You
know what I'm saying. Everybody finds out the situation is different. I ain't never had no money. Hey, Bud.
Hey,
Bud,
Shorty.
I ain't never had no money,
Shorty.
But they made me come out
Shorty.
And play. What?
Hey, Shorty, I
what?
Got you.
Yes, sir. No, I understand,
I
but can I keep talking?
Go ahead. I'm
trying to
get
you. Hey, Bud. Hey, Bud, you knew me since I was a puppy. Hey, Bud, didn't you know
gonna
me since
me,
I was a
you going to call me at the show and say, hey, man, did you hear what the fuck I was saying? I'm going to say, Shorty, I got you.
Hey, Bud, didn't
what's
you know me Shorty? Since I was a little boy? Didn't you know me since I was a little boy?
Yep.
I ain't never had a dime. What did that mean?
You're
it
lying.
Made me step up. It made Coon and my cars. Man, I ain't had no money, man. You lying, bud. You know Coon bought
I mean,
the cars.
You had, enough to,
different
you had enough to come out and do what you wanted.
No,
that's
I didn't. No, I didn't. I came out with $50. When Coon bought me that Malibu from Donnell, remember that, Shannon?
Yes, I
Shannon,
do.
Remember the light blue Malibu? I come
yeah.
out. We raced for $50, $75. I come
didn't
home
with
$1,500.
Did you race
early
with that car?
Yes, I did. I was racing every night about eight to ten times, Bud, for 15.
Hey, Skins, look how many times I had to race Nate and them, and look how many of them it took the bet $50.
No, I understand that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm
yeah.
just saying, times as times go on, hey, candy bars don't even cost the same. I remember when candy bars, when Snickers was a nickel or something, or 15 cents. So what is you saying, man? They're a dollar and something now, man. I'm not trying to get all this what you ain't got, but you're building cars. That's all I'm saying. What you building a car for? If you so much
you're building a car,
but
then
you
want to build a car, dog.
No, they building
the
a car.
You built your car.
No, I ain't building nothing,
you,
man.
Though.
Mine came from the factory, baby.
You saying don't build a car.
I need a quick break. There's somebody at home that... They in the kitchen, because I can hear the pots and pans going. Could you please mute your mic, man?
All right, Junior, I got the last.
Hey, Junior, I'm going to mute everybody's mic, and I'm going to open them back up one by one.
Yeah, yeah. Then we going to find out whose pots and pans they hit.
Oh, I told you that was me. I'm through.
Oh, hey.
I'm through. I was
meeting
the mother thing. I'm good.
Hey, man.
Who was that,
Rose?
Hey, Bud.
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on, Junior. Let me open up these mics because I got a couple more people that want to say something.
I'm going
to
mute my mic.
Two, wait a minute.
All right, shut
478. I'm not going to mute your mic, Bud. Just mute it yourself. 478-7947. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? All right, Sham. What's happening, Sham? But
Gun it.
What's going on? All right. What's going
Gun
on, bro?
Gun it. What's
call.
Going on, man? Gun it.
All right. What's happening? Yo, I heard Hootie on the phone tonight, too. Hootie, what's happening? I've been on the phone for a while now. Well, I want to say, basically, so far as the show, I think that the shootout enhanced the racing. I don't think that it takes away from anything. Bud made some good points for the people that can afford to build a car but don't have the big money to race. It gives them an outlet. It also gives the fans something to do, something to see while they're at the track. Because what we fail to understand is that whereas we're hardcore racers, if the promoters can't make the gate and pay the bills, that promoter is out the game. And then you won't have a purse to go race at. You won't have a purse to go try to get or facility to race at the following week or the following month. Promoters have to come into the game and they have to be able to at least break even. And, you know, that's my thoughts on that. But there's something I would like to ask everybody listening to the Big Sam Clocks Off show tonight. If you guys can go on to clocksoff.com and leave me a comment. If you guys watch any video, any grudge racing video that interests y'all, that you guys think is good and it's clear, please send me a private message of the links, or either you can text it to my phone. My phone number is 478-251-7947. If you can't get me, please get Junior, or please get Big Sham. But I'm looking for any and all red racing videos that you guys find interesting and have something to offer. Sham, I thank you for your time. Junior's good hearing from you, bud. Stop playing. But I
you
think
got
you're
it, bro.
Gonna be scared to race for 2013. I mean, 2014, but you're gonna be scared.
No, we're not gonna be scared, Gunnit.
This
show is gonna make.
Bud.
Oh, Bud.
He's talking about
okay.
me, man. He'll be all right.
He already said he was scared earlier.
Gunnit,
I'm scared.
Hey, Skin. Would you repeat that to Gunnit?
Repeat what to Gunnit, man. I already know.
What you just tell
Gunnit,
man?
Hey, listen, I'm gonna say one more thing. For those who don't know, Long Island Joe and his son put a fucked up video up on clocksoff.com.
Hey, Bud, what you say, Bud?
Saying they ain't worried about nothing. They want y'all for June 7th, and that's that.
Well, you know, Joe got an open invitation, man. You know, to US 141. You know, he ain't gonna be. I'm gonna say it to you then, Joe. Joe, you ain't gonna be able to pull off that trick, that rabbit trick you pulled off the last time. Now, you know,
I'm gonna bring the rabbit with me.
Yeah,
Joe on the phone. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm gonna bring the rabbit with me, and then I'm gonna skin it.
Hey, listen, hold on. Let me put something out there. I'm gonna put it out there. There's somebody that's coming to US 141 on June 7th from New York specifically to fuck up Long Island Joe on that race day. They don't want to do it at home. They want to embarrass him in the crowd where he came to and turned himself into a sort of demigod. They said they're coming to knock his ass off the throne where he placed himself on a pedestal.
See, Gunnan, let me just let you know something. They won't come up fair. They won't say what they got. I want to see if they can do it. If they come up there with the same thing anywhere near me, I don't mind racing you. And I don't mind doing it. And I don't care if it's my son's truck or it's my car. It don't matter. If you got something equal somewhere, anywhere near it, I'm going to try you. And just like I said, we're going to go back out there. We coming back out there. Alley Boy said they want to do it again. Skin say he want to do it, so you know what? We coming to run. We ain't backing up.
Hey,
everybody
Joe,
talk is
in
cheap.
The bathtub and wash
talk
you up. And
talk
that.
Is cheap. That's how I look at it. You gonna run?
You
gonna run?
Your ears real good.
You gonna see?
Skin gonna do something to you, Joe. For real. All jokes aside. No,
I'm not saying that he's gonna listen. I'm just gonna kill Skin or whatever. My son won't try it. I'ma try it. I'm going to back him up.
Let me ask you a question, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose, who's going to blame who? Are you going to blame Phil?
No, we shaking
that. Son,
look,
I'm going to tell you right now, I shake Skin's hand.
I'm going to tell you straight out of it. I shake Skin's hand, say good race, but I will see you again. That's how
okay.
I do it. I'm coming back.
That's what's up.
That's how
okay.
I race.
I'll go
first. And if I lost that first one, I think I can go back out there. I'm going back out there.
Oh,
Okay, I will say, Joe, you have a race coming up April 26th. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's at Piedmont.
Okay, that's at Piedmont. Now, I know we got a few people coming from out there. I know, you know, I don't want to let the cat out the bag. We got, Joe, the minute you find a quarter-mile track, the minute you get a quarter-mile track, we got some folks coming to knock your head off in the quarter also.
Well, you know what I said already. I said, I'm going to tell you just how it is. I'm going to tell you. On June 7th, I'm coming over there. I mean to knock a couple heads off. I already know one person I got to try. And I got another car that I'm bringing. I'm just trying not to say that yet, but I'll be bringing it with me.
I'm riding with the Midwest, and that's that. You go ahead and get that quarter-mile track, and, you know, I got three people that called me and told me they want to embarrass you in front of your home crowd. So there you go.
Yeah, well,
I'm looking forward to it.
May 25th at Buzz Creek, you can try to embarrass me there, too.
That is quarter mile.
That's
right?
Quarter mile.
Joe, I'll tell you what, ain't no try about it. Your ass is done, and that's that. Midwest to the front. Northeast
yeah.
to the back, and that's what it is.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you just how it was. Me and my wife was talking about it the other night. We said we might come there for a whole week. We're going to get that Italian beef sausage first. Then we go into the track and laugh about it.
hey, Joe, the way you saying that, you saying like it's like coming to Disney World over there. So,
oh,
what's up,
man,
with that, man?
It was great. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was good.
Well, that's
we laughed all the way home. Everything.
You like, Joe, what did you laugh all the way home about? Because I think Junior might be on the phone. What did you laugh all the way home about? Tell me what was funny.
Oh man, I was just laughing how I feel with cutting some lights. That's all.
What he wanna say, Gunny, is I'm a man of good understandings. I was laughing all the way home because we put y'all in the trick bag.
That's what that is.
There you go, man. Yeah. There you go, okay. Junior. You got it, Junior.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Long Island Joe. I hear that you got a woman driver in your cab now. Is that true?
Yeah, my wife should be. If everything worked out, she might be there on June 7th, too.
Hey, you know what? I might have a lady driver to come up there on April 26th and go ahead and snatch your edges off for you.
Well, this is our first time going down, so we got to see.
Are you backing up? Go ahead.
No, I ain't backing up. It was Phil's first time down there, and he raced, so, hey, she can do it, too.
And get your raggedy nephew, Mike Cotto, too. Make sure you bring him, too. Make sure you bring your raggedy nephew with his big forehead.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now. I might have Young Stang down there with me with a little car they call Bud Light Coupe. Standard degree, Ford, stock suspension, 10-inch tire, 1/4 valve.
Hey, gentlemen, I'm going to tell you all this. Young Stang, he's kind of tough. Young Stang is kind of tough. He's young and
No. We bringing Bud Light Coupe, Young Stang's uncle's car. The standard degree. I've even got a Mopar.
Excuse me, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You must think I don't know about Bud Light Coupe. What's wrong with
First
you?
First of all, wait. You don't know about Bud Light Coupe because you're thinking that it is a standard degree head motor. We ain't talking about no other thing. We talking about a standard degree, stock suspension, 10-inch tire, on motor, 1/4 valve. I'm not talking about...
Excuse me. You said something about Bud Light. That's all ground and pound need to hear. Talk to me. Yes, sir. I'm ready. You want to go on horsepower? We can. Yes, sir.
Now you gonna be small block too?
Yes, sir. You know I'm always small block, man. That's all I fuck with. I got big block in the crew, but you know I'm a small block. Every time you see me behind something,
you come small block, we gonna knock your head clean off.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Clean off.
I like to play, goddammit. Let's go play, goddammit.
Look, the last ground of town we saw, I think we saw the taillights. That was it.
That was small block. I ain't gonna throw my motherfucking crew up on the bus, man. I'm the president. I ain't gonna throw them up on the bus. But the fact that I'm not here, shit. We got the old white Malibu, man. We want to play, man. We want to play.
Is that Malibu a small block? You got action.
Yes, sir. It's a small block. I want action.
Small block, motor, motor. We gonna have to do you.
I like that, man.
I'm not lying to you. We gonna run you.
I'm coming down to you. You gonna come up here to me, and goddamn it, both ways I'll be satisfied.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
All right. Look, just make sure you eat before you bet.
No. You know, hey.
Y'all get sleepy when y'all let the lights after y'all eat.
Now, you know that was a low boom right there. You know that, right?
I'm going
you know,
on me.
I get sleepy, boy. I'm going to make sure I feed y'all. Sam, make sure you get 2 Italian beef sausages. I want them right there. I'm going to hand them right to them first. Let them eat first before they go out there.
Oh, we're going to have to bring them with us to Portillo's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to come to Portillo's with us. They love Portillo's.
Hey, Sam, you ain't supposed to be sharing, man, and that's one of them, Sam. Come on now.
I'm sorry.
Hey, there's certain things that belong to Chicago. They stay in Chicago with the Chicago people, man. Come on, man.
Oh, no.
I never brought none back. I made sure he's right there.
Junior, I had to show him a little, you know, Chi-Town hospitality. They really enjoyed themselves. You know, they never had a real Chicago beef.
You definitely showed us love. We loved it.
They can get a hot dog, fries, and a soda then.
we gonna race ahead of time, then go back over there. If I can have me some more food, I'm gonna bring it back in a box this time. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna say thanks to Ground and Pound.
let me get this call in 708-0313. Your mic is open.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, is Long Island Joe on there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, Long Island Joe. You wait till I left and say you wanted to race me.
Which car?
You not getting away this year.
What, that black Camaro?
Yes, sir. Pump gas going to beat that ass.
Ooh, I sure hope. You know, you got a lot of mouth. Your man went out the gate. You talking about he had to go to work all of a sudden. You know we came 17 hours.
I tried to 15 minutes,
you got to leave.
I tried to run everything in your cap, and you got scared.
I had it right. I told you, as soon as I get it right, I'm coming right out. You couldn't wait 15 minutes, right or wrong.
I went 17 hours
to get there. You mean to tell me now, sir, you had to leave? My man got to go to work.
Hey, man.
Well, I'm going to let you go.
When I cross the line, listen to me now.
When I cross the line, I'm going to just let Sham know. Call you up. I'm
going
to give you a room right next to me so you can't leave.
I tried to run you daylight, Long Island Joe. You didn't want to do nothing. I tried to run your truck and your car.
No,
parts of it.
You said we're going to run my car to your car, and not the truck. And then you know I had the problem with the oil pan. I said, I'm going to try to fix it, and I go out there, and I run. I fixed it.
You said your man had to go to work.
My transmission, all kinds of stuff. I said, golly, you got enough excuses. You sick.
I said, let me take a pass because I just put the trans in that week to make sure everything shifted right. I didn't even have to cut the car.
You didn't do nothing.
Because you were scared.
You ain't got to say no more. Listen, you ain't got to say no more.
I'm scared.
If you want to lock in, I lock in. I lock in with him now.
Ian was well. You was, hey, would you tell us, I was trying to run him, he was bagging out.
Who was bagging out?
Long Island Joe.
Long Island Joe was not bagging out. Long Island Joe had the oil pan, and everybody knew I was.
Yeah, you was bagging out. You were scary,
okay,
man.
Right.
Come on, man.
I'll tell you what, since you want to say you won that, I'll let you have
that's,
it.
Again, that's Rob with the Black
you.
Z.
Yeah, I don't care. When I get guarantee you when I get to the 7, you will not see
you
no
was bagging
out,
man. You was you, and then you go and race some cars that have turned off the nitrous. You should have beat them. Beat a car that ain't got no nitrous that sit like you. I'm right there.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on you.
Yeah. And there you are. Let's, you know what, Sham? I
yes,
promise
sir.
You, I'll send money up there today or tonight or tomorrow. Lock in there right now. For the
oh,
seven.
Man, you better hold.
Lock in for the
no,
seven.
No, no.
I don't need to hear
hold
no more
that
of your
money.
Mouth.
Hold that money
because
you're going to need it to come down here.
I'm willing to lock in. I ain't got to talk.
Uh-oh.
Locked in. That's all I can say.
Now,
I
hey, hey,
I
am I going?
Tomorrow, I'll put another one in there the same day.
Now, you said we're going to run your truck and your car, right?
No, you're going to run my car. Car to car. Not no truck. Car to car.
I want everything.
I'm gonna be like Skin. I'm gonna tell you straight out like I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be like Skin. Save up your coins now, and then
boy,
come
I
here.
I can't wait
till
you come here, man.
Lock in.
Boy, I can't wait.
Lock in. That's what you gotta do.
I see. You say you're going to Martin, right? I'll see you at Martin, and I'll see you at 41. What I need to lock in for? Your money is gone.
What? Oh, so you want to lock in for March?
I'm coming
lock
up
in for March.
You joke?
Lock in for March then, if you want to do it.
I'm sorry, I can't do the lock in thing, man. I run my car too much.
Oh gosh, here we go. You know why he's talking? Because it's free.
I'm talking because it's free. Hey, I tell you what. I tell you what. You gonna see me? And when you see that black thing
see you,
out there,
no
don't worry.
Look, you going to see me,
see
too. You going to see the back. Look, they going to say, bye, hater.
Boy, you, hey, you giving me bubble guts. You going, shit, you making me scared.
You were
oh,
scared that
goodness.
Day, so it ain't no big difference. I'm going
to
tell you right now, listen, I wasn't even really ready. I'm going to tell you right now, we wasn't even ready with the truck, honestly, tell you the truth. And Skin will tell you, I really didn't want to run Skin, but at the last one, I just said, hell with it, let's just do it. And you ask anybody, Sham and all, we said we're going to do it. Because I don't come
hey,
that far
what?
Not to race. I'm coming,
hey,
I'm going to race.
I still, Skin still want to do it. Because I don't believe
it's
you're going to put no little boy, you're going to put no little boy on me. I just don't believe.
He a young man now, so Skin, he a young man. He's 16 now, so I'm going to put the young man on.
Yeah, okay. Well, guess what?
The young man and the little boy whooping his ass.
Listen, I'm telling you, Skin, I did not, look, I wasn't the one that did it, but look on the video. He made sure he put it up.
But you know what's so crazy, though? The stuff that you're saying to me, it don't apply to me what you're saying to them because I don't want you to want to try me.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I want you to put a little boy. I want you to send a little boy to do a man's job. Let me show you something.
Well, we're going to find out.
Then they can put you in there.
No. That's his stuff. That's his stuff. He going to do it. He's going out there.
773-6024. Your mic is open.
Hey. Long Island Joe.
You.
I roll with the guy with the Black Z. All
right, we're going to do it.
I roll with the guy with the Black Z. Who you just talking to?
Yeah.
You said you trying to lock in? What, you want to lock in to Vegas?
Yeah, we're going to lock in.
Okay, we're going to
straight
ahead,
straight
ahead,
like you had in the car that day. Yeah, small block, straight head. It don't matter. I'm going to do it. I'll run that straight head, just like you do. Just like you showed us. Now we showed each other the same motors. I'm going to show you the same thing. Same way.
Okay,
I'm
well,
not
you
scared
know what?
To go out.
The car's on spray now. The car's on spray now. We're gonna take the spray.
Come on, y'all was gonna run me motor to motor. I'm the same way I am. I'm not changing.
And sir, I just told you, the car's on spray now, but we will run it on the motor. So what you gonna do
okay.
first?
Perfect.
Okay, what you gonna
good.
Do first? Huh?
Yeah, we lock in.
What
sound
you gonna
good.
Do for?
What I'm gonna do for you?
Yeah.
Give you the left lane.
I said it was
right
the motor car.
With
now
one
I'm on the spray now. But what you going to do for it? Huh?
Motor to motor. Whatever you want to do.
No, sir.
Well, then I guess we can't race it. You don't want to do it that way. The way you guys talked about the race, if you said that you were going to run me that way, you should be running me the same way you
yeah.
said you wanted to.
Yeah. Hey,
whoever
that guy
so
is, yeah,
that
was
right
last year's
like
package,
that.
Man.
Hey,
that was last
whoever
year's
that guy
package
is,
now.
You
not
you think he believe? He think he believe that you set up for Sway? You honestly think he believe that?
It don't what?
If he came in there saying that, what are you going to run? Skin. You know how
right.
we talked about what we're going to race at, the way we're going to race?
Yes.
I'm
yes,
coming the same way, and you coming the same way, and that's how we doing it.
Yeah,
right
I
back
hear
at
you.
No, I don't mind doing it.
Right. I like that.
That's how we doing it. I got no problems with that. That's how
yeah,
it's supposed to race.
Not
turn around and change
now,
no rules. I could turn around and come back tomorrow and have a big block in my car. What the heck was that? That's not fair. I'm supposed
yeah,
to come
sir,
back the same way and go back
I'm
right back
to
out there running.
Joe, here's what I'm saying to you. I'm saying
mm-hmm.
the car was set up for motor last year. The car's on
okay.
spray now.
But, sir,
okay.
you're not listening, man. She's not going to believe that. That's all I'm trying
no,
to
I ain't
say to
believe
you. I'm not trying to get in your
it
business.
Don't matter
what
you believe. I'm going to show and prove
it. You're wasting your
car. I'm going to show and prove that the car's on the spray. We're going to take
you,
the spray
you're not proving nothing. You're not listening to me, man.
No.
I'm not. There's no disrespect, sir, whoever you is. You're not listening, man. It don't matter because you put a nitrous plate on it. Long Island Joker put a nitrous plate on his soda contest. Set up for nitrous skin. What you going to give me? I'm not giving him shit. What I'm trying to tell you is what you saying makes no sense.
I hear you.
There you go.
I'm not going to give you nothing,
okay.
man. He going to run you the same way he was trying to run you then if he run you.
I will.
Hey,
you I promise you. If
you
I tell you one thing, my word is gold. Listen, if
no,
I tell you
I
one thing,
that.
My word is
but
gold.
I just
want to
bet
right
2,000. I want to bet 2,000 you ain't going to give him no spot, Long Island Joker.
You know,
I know
damn well I ain't going to give it to him.
I know, but I'm trying to explain it to him, whoever he is. I don't know who
I hear you,
Skin. He might not
skin.
Understand. He's not going to do it.
I heard
you.
Stop
saying
you
set up the spray.
This
is what I want you to do.
Okay, well, Joe,
whoever you
okay,
is,
Joe,
and if
you.
I know you, look, whoever you is, and if I know you, let's go set your car for horsepower, man, if you want to race him. Because you're wasting your time.
It's
you. Set up the spray.
Let's lock
him. He ain't going to get this. There you go. I like that. Get it. Get it, ass. Because I'm whooping his ass. I don't allow nobody coming from no Long Island with no damn kid talking about they going to whoop me. I just ain't going to allow him to do that. Take that
hey,
heavy ass pickup truck. I'm going to take that heavy
Yo,
ass
what you
want to
do, man? Let's
and whoop that light ass pickup truck. I'm going to tie his ass.
It ain't like skin. I told you, you got that short
it.
Syndrome. Don't worry about it. We're going to take
you.
Care.
Hey,
you're going to make
you
it a little longer when we finish
this.
With you.
I'm going to bet you this. I'm going to bet you. Listen to this, Long Island Joe. I bet you I'm going to race you. Then we're going to lock in with Sam. I'm going to bet your truck way lighter than mine. I'm going to bet that pickup truck of your son's way lighter than mine. Now, I'm going to
yeah.
bet that.
Just like that Vega lighter than this Jeep. And I'm still trying to lock in.
Right, but I ain't got nothing to
now
do with that.
Trying to
you
lock
got
in?
The inside. You might got some inside.
I just said it three times. I'm trying to lock in.
We didn't. Well, I didn't hear you, sir. But since you want to lock in, it's a lock. What day you want to lock in for?
Uh-oh.
What day you want to lock in for?
Okay, you coming to Big Sam's event?
I'm coming there, and I'm going March, and I'm going April, and I'm going May.
I like that.
What
Where
day
you gonna
you
be in March, man? I want to go and knock your ass out or get knocked out. Where you gonna be in March?
Fayetteville. Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, no,
so
I ain't going there. Where are you going to be at in April?
April, I'm going to be at Piedmont, but that's only 8 miles now.
Yeah, I don't want to go there either.
May 25th, I'll be in Maryland. That's quarter mile.
You mean Martin?
No, Bud
Street. Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Okay, he said Maryland. I thought he was talking about Maryland. I thought he was talking about Michigan. Oh, yeah,
no,
I don't
won't
want
be
to go to Harlem. You traveling Hey, Long Island Joe, you a bad motherfucker. You travel all over the world. I ain't going all them different places. Shit. I don't love racing that much. I just love to whoop your ass with this little ass boy like he's going to treat me or something. You got this little ass peon, this little ass preschooler. Like he gonna jump me off the street. Come on.
Well, yeah, he won't be. He'll be here June 7th.
June 7th.
Man,
okay.
I'm waiting on this. You know what? I might not raise nobody. I don't want to put no pads on that motherfucker no more than already on there. Just to raise you. I might blow it up. I ain't gonna fix it. I'll blow it up. I'm gonna sell that motherfucker. I might just wait on you, Long Island Joe. Cause I ain't like the way they wouldn't let us race last time. Cause motherfucker fucked the lane up. That's why I don't like
The oil went down the track.
That dumbass shoot car shit or shoot whatever that shit is. I don't even know the name of that shit. Yeah.
Now we gonna definitely do it. Man. I'm gonna tell you that right now. That gotta happen.
I like that. Yeah.
That gotta
happen. I forgot who hooked me up with you. What that gonna pick?
Yeah, that was Gunna Pig. He was trying to stick me up.
We're going to put on the show for old Gunna Pig. We're going to put on the show for his ass.
Yeah.
Put it on. Put it on, Skin. Put it on.
Man, let me open up this mic. Pun, Big Pun, 630-0018.
Go ahead.
Hey, what up, Big Chill? What's going on, everybody? It's Big Pun.
What's up, Pun?
What's up, Big Pun?
I'm just listening. Hey, Shorty. You do what I do. You know what I do for a living. You know I drag you right on over there to Brush Creek, man, and all you got to do is relax. I'll drive you right on in the gate so you can get them and knock that perm out of Long Island Joe's head.
Ooh,
listen,
come on.
Let me give you a little rundown. My little man right now, he already been up there. He been working out a little bit. We're going to have two matches there that day. Skin going to turn around and race my little man, Phil. Then after that, we're going to rub a rubber mat down, and Gunna Pig and Phil going to wrestle. They're going to wrestle for $500.
I don't care.
You can't put me in a blender. I got a bad back.
He said we're going to do.
Hey, what they gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm gonna show them by the Bus Creek man, and I'm gonna make them drag.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Did you want to do it there, Bus Creek, for real? It's up to you. I'm coming. Regardless, I'm gonna do it. We can do it twice. We can do it one over in Bus Creek and one over there. It don't matter to me. I'm coming there. I gotta come out there anyhow.
I gotta come out. He may have to drag him over there and bring him over there. You already know that.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Just save a little bit more money, Skin, because he gonna drag you all the way over there, and when you lose, he gonna leave your ass, and you have to drive that car all the way back home.
No, he ain't. We gonna have the truck full, baby.
Had the gas ready.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
If you lose, he gonna be leaving you. We been looking for him. What the hell happened to him?
Hey, Long Island Joe, tell your son that I apologize. I still love him. Thought I called him a peon. Cause I'm
gonna
pee on his ass.
He alright with that. He alright.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I tell you what you do. You bring in a little boy to do a man's job. Turn the tree off, and tell him to get up there with Shawty.
He better not do that. I'm gonna put eyes on that.
No. I said he's a young man now, so. We got to go with the
Guess
tree.
Guess what? The young man, if that young man pull that tree down, I'm going to put odds on your money. You like that?
We're going to take the tree down. I want to make sure he drag his son.
I'm going to put odds on his money. I'm going to show you. I'm going to put that hook in that little boy's neck. I mean, the young man's neck. I'm going to put a hook in that young man's neck.
Look.
You know how you take that fishing pole and throw it in the water? I got plenty of worms on this hook. Watch this here. He going to bite.
I promise you, I'm gonna let him go at it like this here right now, and then you know what?
Wrong with that.
After
not
that skin, if we turn around, this is God us true. If we turn around and beat you right there, I'll go right back for the same amount of money and go right back and do like you said, pull the tree down and go ahead and get it.
But
out.
Can I ask you a question? What if I win on the tree? What you gonna do then?
I gotta see how it will happen. That's all. But I'm gonna definitely run you. I'm telling you, he's definitely going to run you. So ain't no backing off. Don't worry about that.
How you going to get home? How you going to get home?
Man, look, when I say I'm coming somewhere, I don't care. If I got to shake a pole over there and make the money come down, it's coming down.
You're going to run it right back for the same amount of money. You better be easy, Joe.
And if I tell you that, if I tell you what I'm going to do it, I ain't surprised about it. Listen, they tell me like this here. Bet what you can stand, that's what you do.
If I mess around and slip on him or he red light or I slip up out the gate on him and beat him down there, you know I'm coming right back until you leave all the money up and let's get back up there.
Yeah, and look,
that's how I do it.
If he shake you down and you went to sleep and you got scared and got to hit the gas pedal, I'm going to tell you come right back around.
I got to get back up.
That's right. How I'm supposed to be. That's right.
Sometimes I don't like the way I get whooped.
Uh-huh.
Every now and then I don't like the way I get whooped, so I had to get back up there.
Well, you when you see that rubber mat go out there, Gunnin ain't going to like the way he get whooped either.
That ain't got nothing to do with that now. They going too far with the bitch.
No, they supposed to be doing it. He didn't want to toe Phil. He said go take him out of here.
They
supposed to wrestle him. Gunnin talking about he going to throw him down. What'd you say, Gunnin? Tell the truth now.
I don't like the physical play, man.
No. It's all wrestling. They ain't allowed to no slamming. They just going to pin who. Gunnin said he's been working out.
Man, that boy.
Gunnin's been in the gym.
I know when I'm old. And it was
what did you say, Gunnin?
That boy, 24 years younger than
Gunnin,
me. I tell you what.
Gunnin, what did you say? Don't lie. You said you've been in the gym working out, ain't you?
Hey, look, man, I'm from the Reagan administration. I don't remember shit. I don't remember.
Taking steroids.
I don't. Hey. And that's that.
Oh, man, you backpedal. I should have taped you.
Don't do it, man. We got to feel, man.
Yeah, we trying to race, man. I ain't know why they want to go wrestling. What's wrong with you, man?
You're trying to find a way
out the back door, man. That's all.
No. We still running.
You get scared of skin. You're trying to get the tension off of you.
I said, our run is on. Don't worry about it.
Hey, but you know what, though? Hey, Gunnar Bix, he ain't the only one that's scared of me. There's a lot of guys scared of me.
But we ain't scared. We running you. We running you, skin. Don't think that.
Hold on, y'all. 708. 4697, your mic is open. 708-4697, your mic is open. 708-4697. Okay, hold on, y'all.
Man, you know he ain't going to say nothing, man. He's scared I'm on here.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on. 312-0684. 312-0684, your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sham? Skin. Big Sham.
That sounds like Larry.
Yeah, what's going on, Shouty?
What's up, Larry? I want to play, Larry.
He wants to play. What's up, Long Island Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Yeah. What's going on, Big Sham? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, everything's good, Larry.
Yeah, I see Long Island Joe right at home. They got him real comfortable.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
he got a lot of action. It's a lot of people looking for Long Island Joe up here.
Y'all hold on 1 second. Let me turn my echo up a little bit. Come on, Echo.
Hey everybody, how y'all doing?
Who was that?
Hey Lucky, that's Lucky.
Oh, is that
Lucky? Lucky Luciano.
What's up, Skin?
Long Island Joe, Big Sam. Hey, everybody, how y'all doing? Shit.
What's going on, Bruce Leroy?
Man, I'm trying to kick me a motherfucker upside the head.
Oh,
your worst nightmare, son.
Hey, I must be Chuck Norris, man, because I'm trying to kick me a motherfucker.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to tell you, shit. Ain't nothing like kicking a motherfucker.
Hey, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. What happened to the street racing, you know, when me and me and you used to race? Didn't you like that shit? Wasn't that shit fun?
Hell yeah, that shit was fun. Hey, Shawty. Hey, Shawty.
What's up?
Hey, Shawty, you remember when we were at Expressway, right? And you
rolled my ass out.
Thank you. No, yeah. I ain't talking about that part. I'm talking about when I was checking that shit, right? When you know it was on there,
right?
And
right.
You were getting me to hop in the car, stay in gear. I went, you were like, you said, goddamn, you got them and held up and looked back at me and said, fuck it, hopped in that motherfucker and got ready. I like it. Yeah, that shit was fun, Shawty. Hey, Shawty, I want to apologize to you about that shit. My bad, Shawty.
Yeah, you did me bad.
I apologize.
Hold on one second.
Shawty.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
Man, you got it, man. How you been? Everything good?
Yeah, I've been all right. Hold on, I'm trying to park this car.
Okay. Long Island Joe, what's going on, man?
Not much. How's everything?
Man, everything good. How about you? Happy New Year, all that good stuff.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. No, everything good, everything good. Trying to make sure I get there for June 7th, the skin. That's all.
I heard that, Joe. Hey, what when your next event?
Huh?
When your next event?
My next event, well, I know we're going to Fayetteville on March 22nd, but the next event after that is April 26th at Piedmont Dragway.
Okay, so is that March 21st that's your event?
The March 22nd is it going to be at Fayetteville. We're going to Fayetteville first. But
okay.
On April 26th, we're going to have that at Piedmont, me and Larry T.
Okay, well, hey, I'm going to try to support some of your stuff. I'm quite sure Gunny's going to know everything, so they'll keep reminding me because I got Alzheimer's and shit. You know, I didn't know
you
got old, man.
I know, I am too. I know the feeling.
Long Island.
Well, I can't wait to get back down there. We already said we got to come.
Long Island, I'm looking for Tricky Ricky.
Uh-oh.
Is he a part of your crew?
No.
No. Oh, okay. I'm yelling the wrong name.
No. No, I'm no part of Tricky Ricky.
Oh, nope. I'm going to trick that Ricky.
Now, I got to... I got a Scoot Williams.
No, Joe, what you trying to do? I'll tell you what, Joe, you just hold tight.
Oh, here you are. Listen, Skid, what are you calling people?
You think
what they doing?
On
they doing too much of what?
Say what you say, tell us. Say that
again. What Skid said? Too many people out there doing what?
I don't know. I wasn't on the phone for that part. I wasn't on the show for that. I wasn't on the show for that part, so why don't you tell me?
Well, you're telling. You're stopping races. You're trying to stop races. You ain't supposed to be doing stuff like that.
Hey, Long Island Joe, how you know George Williams ain't rolling with me? How you know George Williams ain't going to come and do something?
How I know? Because
he
just over the house last night.
Hey, that don't mean nothing. I spoke to him the night before last.
Let me tell you, he just took the quad from over by my house just a while ago.
Hey, I'll tell you that. Right. You ain't funny. Hey, listen, hey, you drop it off the mail. That don't mean shit. As long as you kept moving, just because you go deliver
you,
the mail.
You really think so?
Hey, Long Island Joe. I'm going to call you after the show because you're being funny right now. I'm going to call you after the show because you want to turn your black ass now.
Look. Yeah. I want to tell y'all something right now about this gunning. He talking about he was up there, he's such a fisherman and all this here, and then he showed me this little guppy he had in the back of his pond, trying to tell me we can go fishing in there. Got a big-ass goldfish on the thing, and he was proud of it, holding a goldfish up in there. I was sure.
Once again, we're talking about racing. You jumping off on a tangent. Hey, Lee, what?
No,
because
I'm just showing you how you is.
Man,
I come up to Indiana, I know they got water up there. We can go fishing there that day, too.
You sure can. You sure you can get your mouth tore out both ways, in the water and on
okay.
The water or the asphalt. Make up your mind. Take it how you want it.
I'm going to do both.
Sam, I'm going to turn this show back over. I'm going to plead it until I hear Long Island Joe say some crazy shit.
Oh, wow.
Look, all I can tell you is June 7th is live and open.
Hey,
and
look,
if everything works out like if we can pull this off with this here six-car carrier, I'm going to have all six cars in there coming down. I know definitely I ain't worried about two of them definitely there. If everything work out and we pull off this six-car carrier, we're going to take all six cars. I'm going to have six cars come with me at one time and a busload of people for June 7th.
That's how a mask is going to happen over here.
We definitely coming in. We like to roll comfortable.
Hey, Leroy, he's trying to create an illusion, man. That's an illusion.
No, this is no lie. Now, if you can ask anybody or you look at any one of the videos, anytime we go to North Carolina, any one of those tracks, we got a bus. We charter a bus.
Hey, so how long you been racing?
Oh man, I don't know if it's in years.
You know any guys out of Philadelphia?
Yeah, I know a couple of them out there.
Hey, them boys from Philadelphia still around? Mario Cintron and all them guys, David Atkins from ASW.
David Atkins, yes, Atkins, Miller, and all of them. Yep, they're around.
Yeah. I know them guys.
They're good guys.
Yeah.
We're going to charter a bus to come. Yeah, we charter a bus when we go out.
Every time y'all go out, it's a bus.
We take a bus load.
Do you mean that every time y'all go out, it be a bus?
I'm telling you, listen, there's a guy out there. We party from leaving. If we go to Fayetteville, we're going to leave on Friday. We'll ride through the night, everybody up there laughing and carrying on, race on Saturday, come back home Sunday so we can make it back Monday. Go to work.
Let me make this announcement while I got y'all on the line again, everybody that's on the line. We got myself and Bruce Leroy, we're throwing a race at No Limit Raceway, June 7th. The South Side versus the West Side, and us against everybody. September the 6th, the same place. Lil Tony's race days, Motor City Mafia, July 26th, August 30th, and October 4th at 131 in Martin, Michigan. The kickoff for Hattiesburg this year is Big Clark's race. In Meridian, Mississippi at Battlefield Raceway. That's February the 28th, that Friday, and March the 1st, that Saturday, for everybody that's going to Hattiesburg. Once again, Long Island Joe, can you announce your dates again for us?
Yeah, I'm going to be April 26th, and that's going to be Piedmont Dragway, North Carolina. May 25th, Buds Creek, Maryland. And we also on Fayetteville, we're going to be at March 22nd, we're going to be at Fayetteville. So that'll be opening day. We're going to try everything out. We bring a few cars out there. Well, we bring about, I'm going to say, 75 cars to Fayetteville that day.
Okay.
One more thing. Let me add, we also have July 28th, Motor City Mafia, Martin, Michigan. And we have another clock off race. June 28th in Albany, Georgia.
Okay.
Which
Albany,
one was the
Georgia.
One in Michigan? What was that?
That's July 26th.
Sorry, what'd you say, Joe?
July 26th.
July 26th.
Okay, July 26th in Martin, Michigan.
Right.
And we have July 26th, and we have June 28th June 28th in Albany, Georgia.
Albany,
Georgia.
Now,
tell me something. Do you guys got any back half races that day?
Any back half races? Which day? Which day are you talking about?
I got a car I got to bring out, and it kind of, like, don't fit in some of the categories. I got a low-deck conventional head back half car.
Yo, you special.
On motor.
Yo. You're special. We're going to accommodate you whenever you decide to bring that car down the road. You're special. You can get it how you want it. How you
now,
like
I'm
it?
Just saying, now, you know, I like to mess around with that car, play around with it a little bit.
You say it's a back half car?
I got a back half car, and I got also, I got a small block chassis car that I'm looking to run with on motor.
Oh, wow.
One black chassis.
You know, I tell you what, Joe, you have Leroy's number. If you can give Leroy a call, because Leroy pretty much handles the back half action.
Okay.
You know, so give Leroy a call, and we'll go from there. Leroy handles all that big tire stuff.
Yeah, because I got a small block chassis car that I'm looking to run a motor. And I got a big block, conventional head, low deck, 1-4 barrel.
And Joe,
gonna know it.
Why are you saying that? For everybody's information, also, if you do have action, go on clocksoff.com and make mention of what you're looking for these races. You got the race dates. You can, post that on clocksoff.com to let everybody know what you bring in and what kind of action you're looking for. So maybe you can get accommodated that way also. Not to say I'm not going to be on the phone trying to find you some action too, but that's a great way. We do have a website to utilize to reach out to some of these people and let them know where you're going to be at and what you're looking for.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey,
I see everybody.
Who is that, Jeff?
That's all good and dandy. Yes, sir. That's all good and dandy. He got all the action he wants. Back half. Stock suspension, motor, nitrous, he got it all. The driving power too. I don't give a fuck, man. We coming out with some unspeakable shit. Just like Pro Stock Joe. Hey, I gave him credit. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. But he got all the action in the world. Whatever Long Island wants, goddammit, I love him. That's my motherfucking brother. No doubt. He got it all.
Hey Jeff, let me interrupt something real quick. Jeff, you know when I went
to
ACO. Yes,
sir, come on.
I was with Long Island Joe and Tippy Toe over in ACO, and you were speaking to the Young Thing crew. But what's the name of that whole crew over there, Long Island Joe, with all the motor cars?
Oh, the firm.
The firm. Jeff,
the firm.
You know I got that. Jeff, you know I got that recorded. You didn't sound too good when the firm got a hold of you, Jeff. You sound a little unstable and whatnot. Can we get some answers on that, Joe? I mean, Jeff.
Okay. Wait, say that again. I hear some background. You said it wasn't
there? Hey, Jeff, when the firm got a hold of you, when I put you on the phone with the firm when I was up in ACO, New Jersey, with Tippy Toe and Long Island Joe, you didn't sound like your normal self, man. You were kind of slow.
I sure didn't at that particular time. That particular time, shit, I was in the wrong predicament at the wrong time. Right now, I'm in the right predicament at the right time. I'm in the mood to talk shit tonight.
Long Island Joe, we don't want to talk shit. We want to get some pot. Long Island Joe, can you get the firm on the phone, please?
Huh?
Can you get the firm on the phone? Because they actually gave me the phone back, and they gave me the phone back after I co-signed them. So they looked at me like, man, why you put me on the phone with this dude? He don't want to race. You know what I mean?
They cornered me, got him. They cornered me. I was in fucking Louisiana at that particular time, I believe, when they cornered me. They had me in the corner. Well, nothing I can say at that particular time, but I do have some righteous cats and the crew that's ready to go right now.
The firm is all motor.
Huh?
They have all motor cars and one nitrous.
Yeah, well, you know, we had Big Tommy, all throttle, no bottle. We had that. We were ready.
You ready, Jeff?
Shit. Yes, sir.
All throttle, no bottle.
All day long.
That's a Mustang?
All day long.
That's a Mustang car suspension?
No, it was actually a Trans Am at that particular time. But now it's going to be a 73 Nova. We got a brand new car coming out, 73 Nova. Mm-hmm.
Is it stock suspension or stock suspension?
It's a lot of my car.
Oh, okay.
But, there's so many cars in both camps. We're going to have to try to work that out, and we're going to go from there. Yeah, I tried to give you some respect and some time before I put that video up, but I got to get that video up. I got a lot of work to do over the weekend. I got a lot of good stuff. It's a lot of good. good grudge talking going on, and I believe we can make these races a whole bunch. But ladies and gentlemen, we also got to reach out to the fans. Please go into the schools. You can give the teenagers a couple of free passes to get into the event for school kids. To holler at Big Sham about that, and we'll go from there. We need to get the fans to come out and see what we do. You know what I mean? And hopefully that's how we can bring new fresh blood into it. So once again, any high school kids and high school students, we got about 20 passes for high school kids only. And you can call Big Sham about that to get some free passes to the kids that love grudge racing for June 7th. And we'll go from there.
Okay, I got like 2 minutes left. Hey, Jeff, y'all got something going on the 18th. You want to tell everybody about it?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. We got our first annual bowling party that's going on in Hyden, Indiana. It's just a benefit race, man, just to get out and have some fun, something for us for the wintertime. And it's going to be on the 18th, man. It's $25. We get free pizza. We got open bar. You know what I mean? Something just to enjoy ourselves for the wintertime, since we're down right now. And I know if anybody knows throughout the country, Midwest here, we got hit hard with this winter this year.
Oh, yeah. So the 18th, is that, you talking about January the 18th?
January the 18th. January the 18th.
Okay.
It's going to be hotter in Indiana. And it's a first annual bowling party that we're going to try to have. To come out, do what we do like on the radio. We're going to talk crap, and we're going to enjoy ourselves and set up something for the this ensuing year. Let's
okay.
Put it like that.
That sounds good. Okay, well,
I
got 1 minute left.
Thank you.
Huh? Oh, ain't no problem, bro. I got 1 minute left. I just want to thank everybody for calling in. Another good week of Grudge Talk. Once again, if you please go to clocksoff.com and give me some suggestions on upcoming topics that you want to talk about. And you can go to clocksoff.com and leave it up under BGSHAM, the number 2, which is myself, Big Sham without the I. You can leave me a message on that, and I will scroll through them, and we will be using them. Once again, clocksoff.com, BGSHAM, the number 2. I want to thank Lil Ron for being my co-host today, and I see everybody next Thursday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks.
What's up?
Yes, sir. Good
what's
night, sir.
Right, they get up.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Thank you.